Welcome to the Bear Essentials Podcast, a short and sweet and sometimes spicy weekly peek into the journey of Christian parenting. Now, here are your guides, the founders of Bear and Squirrel, Charlie and Christina Matz.
I am Charlie, and I'm sitting next to my beautiful wife, Christina. We have four kids, ages 9, 6, 3, and 6 months. So as you can see, we're right in the middle of this journey called Christian parenting. We want to share our journey with you in the hopes that God will use it to encourage you and your family as you journey along with us. This week, we are talking about our kids writing letters to people that we're praying for. What's that about?
Well, we pick someone for a specific amount of time to pray about. They get to choose. They each choose a person, and then we kind of, you know, go rock, paper, scissor and figure out who we pray for that piece of time. And so after we have concluded our season of praying for them, I have the kids write letters to them or draw pictures for little Daisy. And I think it's really important to help them see outside of themselves. You know, it's doing something for somebody else, to bless somebody else, to be an encouragement for somebody else. It really gets their eyes off of themselves. I mean, I gotta be honest, we have really selfish children. I'm a really selfish adult, you know, and so when I see that selfishness in my children, I'm constantly praying for God's wisdom in coming up with things that they can practically do to help them be less self-centered.
Well, and let's face it, writing someone, like we talked about last week, writing someone a letter is really an important thing for the person receiving it. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to do, though.
Yes.
It takes time and energy. You don't do it often if, you know, your hand hurts or, yeah. It takes a certain kind of energy because it is sacrificial. It is this kind of serving that we can find a million reasons not to do.
Absolutely.
I like it because it trains our kids to do that kind of thing, you know, where I think, again, training them to be adults. When they're adults someday, I think the art of writing someone a letter is going to be very, very slim and few and far between. They will stand out. They will be able to show God's love to others and also just be ahead maybe in the game of encouraging their boss or someone they're working mm-hmm. with or somebody like that. So I love that, how it makes them really stand out from that standpoint of just the bar might be so low, you know, in the society they live in, that these small things could equip them to be really great at serving.
Well, I mean, I think about when I go to an event and I receive a thank you card for that. That is really, I mean, that stands out because there's not a lot of people that still do that. And I mean, I will confess that is a weakness of mine, is to really sit down and write thank you notes to everybody. And so that's, you know, on the list of things to be training the kids in, because I want them to not say, my mom and dad were such amazing role models of the Lord, I want to be just like them. I want them to say, my parents were excellent examples that I want to strive towards and surpass. Like, I want our children to be better at writing letters and encouraging others than we were.
Yeah, and their podcast will be 10 times better.
Absolutely.
So we're, well,
and they won't cough on their podcast.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Wait till we're done to cough.
Sometimes you can't. It's like right there.
Yeah.
It was right there.
We're not even going to retake it, though, because this is so raw and real. It's like a reality show. Yeah. This is like straight up real life kitchen
Charlie
table.
Charlie and Christina in the kitchen, dining room.
Cooking up a podcast.
Gosh, you're so funny.
Thank you.
He asked me one time, though, if I ever thought he could be a stand-up comedian. What did I tell you?
I don't remember.
It was no.
Gosh, we're really getting real here. Wow. Yeah, well, you never heard me do stand-up, so I'm not sure you're equipped to make that decision.
Hey, you're talented at many, many things. You know, we all have our strengths.
Yeah. You know, last week we talked about writing letters to our kids, and I think if we're not doing that, it's going to be harder to get them to write letters for other people, or, you know, it just won't, you know, reduce some of the friction that comes with them writing letters. I think if they experience the upside of receiving one, they'll understand that it is better to give than receive. And I think that's another aspect of having them write letters to other people, is getting them to, that is an amazing feeling to give someone a gift like that, and to feel that feeling, to experience the joy that comes with giving a gift.
Well, Our kids have pen pals with it. They're pen pals with another Christian family. And so when they receive their letters from their pen pals in the mail, they love having a lot to read about. And so I try to remind them, like, imagine you're the person receiving this letter. This isn't about like, oh, I wrote two sentences. Okay, I'm out. You know, it's like, how do you bless this person? It's really about doing their work as unto the Lord. So doing their best work, despite, like you said, the hand cramping up or them getting bored or whatever it is. It's, you know, but it is great when they are recipients of that to be able to say, hey, wasn't it nice when you got all of this? You know, now give that back to somebody else.
Yep. Absolutely. And I'm going to give it my best at my stand-up comedy show. Dates to be announced soon.
Yep, we got, we're cooking up some, what is it? What is that called? Material for you right now.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm going to blame it on the baby. It sucks my brain right out. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this week. We brought this podcast to you straight from our kitchen table in sunny Orange County, California. As always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts and give us a review. We'll see you again next week. And until then, enjoy the journey of this worthy calling called Christian parenting.
That's it for this week's edition of Bear Essentials. Remember to follow us on social or visit bear-squirrel.com to find storybook resources for godly instruction. If you have an essential you'd like to see addressed on a future show, please write us at podcast@bear-squirrel.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week with a brand new show.